Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Palfrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seaborn moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freese strikes out. Lau drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Freese out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0. Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. Lau takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lau moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Blair reaches second base with a double. Lau scores. Adair moves to third. It's 3-0, Orioles. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn is walked intentionally. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Adair scores. Blair scores. Seaburn moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Orioles. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seaburn moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss pinch hits for John Buzzard. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulfari strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lau hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-2 in the game. Barber hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freese hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Barber covering, for the out. Skowron moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Two outs. Dave Nicholson pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Boog Powell now playing first base. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 3 in the game. Bulfari bunts towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Buford covering, for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lau is walked intentionally. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries juggles the ball. That's an error on Fries. Robinson moves to third. Lau moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Lau scores. Adair moves to second. It's 7-1, Orioles. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 3 in the game. Barber is called out on strikes. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skourin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Skourin reaches second base with a double. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fries hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skourin scores. It's 7-2, Orioles. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hansen strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fries moves to second. Pete Ward pinch hits for Bob Locker. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles 7, and Chicago White Sox 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.